healthcare professionals know that the causes of our not having youthful energy, as well as many of our illnesses, can ultimately be traced to a lack of cellular oxygen and natural plant mineral nutrients. Unless we take plenty of oxygen and minerals on a daily basis, none of our maintenance, repair, or immune processes will function properly. And without plenty of oxygen and minerals, our vitamins won't work either. But through taking Oxymune Oxygen Drops and OxyEarth Plant Mineral Capsules with MSN daily, we help our bodies replace our most vital nutrients. Our bodies use these nutrients to create extra energy, properly digest food, and eliminate waste. Mr. Oxygen, Ed McCabe's new book, Flood Your Body with Oxygen, is also available now. Go to OxygenAmerica.com for more information or call 305-933-4219. That's 305-933-4219. Get your oxygen today and feel good.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is an articulate spokesman in the media and before legislative committees on conservative and pro-family issues, and was named one of the 100 most important women of the century by the Ladies' Home Journal. And now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
When Senator Richard Lugar asked Condoleezza Rice about the Law of the Sea Treaty, she replied that President Bush certainly would like to see it passed as soon as possible. The UN Treaty on the Law of the Sea was a terrible idea when President Reagan refused to sign it in 1982, and it's an even worse idea today because of the additional dangers it poses. The acronym for the Law of the Sea Treaty, LOST, is appropriate. Lost is the correct word for this giveaway of American sovereignty. The Law of the Sea Treaty is based on such un-American concepts as global socialism and world government. Americans certainly do not want to give more power and wealth to the United Nations, whose officials just committed the biggest corruption in history and continually use the UN as a platform for anti-American diatribes. The Law of the Sea Treaty is so bad that it is a puzzlement how anyone who respects our sovereignty could support it with a straight face. It would grab the power to regulate 7/10 of the world's surface area, to levy international taxes, to regulate ocean research and exploration, to impose production quotas for deep sea mining and oil production, and to create a multinational court system. The whole concept of putting the United States in the noose of another one nation, one vote global organization, which reduces America to the same vote as Cuba, is offensive to Americans. In the post-9/11 world, the idea of signing a treaty that mandates information sharing with our enemies plus technology transfers is not only dangerous, it's ridiculous. This treaty would force the United States to use our wealth and technology to mine the riches of the ocean and turn them over to a gang of third world dictators who are consumed with envy of America. Tell your senators to vote no on the Law of the Sea Treaty.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. The Law of the Sea Treaty is one more example of global socialism, the U.S. giving up rights, wealth, and technology. Are you tired of the United Nations power grab? Write Eagle Forum, Alton, Illinois, 62002 for more on the Law of the Sea Treaty. That's Eagle Forum, Alton, Illinois, 62002, or online, eagleforum.org. And join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
My doctor was truly amazed at the improvements my heart showed after my heart attack. Thank you, Cardivite.
I was having a hard time breathing and had to rest in the afternoons, but since Cardivite, that's all changed now.
I've had chronic fatigue for 12 years now and decided to try Cardivite. Boy, it's improved my energy dramatically.
Cardivite.
We all use Cardivite.
Ladies and gentlemen, Heart Drop 2000 presents Cardivite. Cardivite is an all-natural supplement which is made up of our own special blend of herbs gathered from many different parts of the world, specially designed to improve your health. Come on and care about yourself just a little more with Cardivite. You can find more information at www.cardovite.us or call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822.
Cardivite is a natural thing. Gives you the edge like you've never seen. It makes you feel good. Cardivite.
America is at war right now. It's not a war against Iraq, nor is it a war against terrorism. It's a new war for our independence. At stake is our Constitution and the very freedoms we enjoy every day. You see, power-hungry politicians are quietly advancing something deceptively named the Free Trade Area of the Americas, or FTAA. Proponents claim they are merely promoting trade by turning North and South America into a huge economic union. But in reality, it's a brazen scheme to eliminate the authority of the U.S. government, submitting our nation to the whims of a new regional superpower. America as we value it will steadily disappear, as will our rights, our Constitution, and our freedoms. Help win the war against the FTAA. Go to stoptheftaa.org and help keep America free. That's stoptheftaa.org.
From the heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show, and the man who says, you know you're in trouble when your suggestion box starts ticking, Derry Brownfield.
Hello there. Derry Brownfield here, and I am happy that you're along on this adventure in broadcasting. It is the talk show with the country flavor and some common sense points of view. I'd like to begin today by reading a brag letter. It won't take but a say. Really, it's not a brag letter. The lady makes a point, and I would like to share that point with you. But she says, Derry, I listen to your show every day while at work and have shared my respect for you with my coworker, so she now appreciates your show, too. The topics you discussed at first seem on the fringe until you really listen and research them on your own. I have learned a lot and will continue to learn while listening to your show. Well, Sandra, I have learned a lot, too, and I have done a lot of research. And you hit the nail on the head when you say you really listen and then research on your own. This is the important thing. All I can do is just pitch out a few little bits and pieces occasionally. But what we have been talking about now for the last decade seems to be on the fringe for most people. And that is because most people do not hear what we have to say. It's not on the mainstream media. If you had the same information, if you had one of my shows, say, on 60 Minutes or Fox News or CNN, people wouldn't doubt. But they say, well, if that's the case, they'd be on 60 Minutes and Fox News and CNN. But they're not. And it is the case. The reason they're not is because the mainstream is part of the problem. You're not going to hear much of what we say. Now, once in a while, Rush will come up with something that I've talked about. But seldom, seldom. I don't know that Hannity ever does. They're strictly Democrats, Republicans, liberals, conservatives, blah, blah, blah. And they don't get down into the thing that makes these people like they are. So today we're going to talk about something that is unique to Missouri. You don't have it, if you're not a Missourian, you don't have it in your state. But I want you to listen intently so this will not happen in your state. Over the years, you've heard me talk about the Missouri Department of Conservation and how back, and I don't even have the figures with me here, but it's been 20 years ago or longer, they got a sales tax passed, 1/8% of every dollar spent in the state of Missouri goes to the Missouri Department of Conservation. The Missouri Department of Conservation has more money than it knows what to do with. It has more pickup trucks. It has more buildings. It has more help. It has more so-called pseudoscientists. They call them scientists. I call them pseudoscientists because they have an agenda just like I have an agenda. However, my agenda is to save tax dollars, and their agenda is to spend tax dollars. Now, when there's two things that's really bad about this 1/8% sales tax. One is it gives a bureaucratic group entirely too much money with no strings attached. This money comes to them regardless. Doesn't make any difference how they spend it. They're going to get the money. It's not under any kind of congressional control. The state legislature doesn't have a thing to do with it. They get that 1/8%. And we're talking about big buckaroos here, okay? The other thing is that that was put into the Missouri Constitution. It was an amendment to the Missouri Constitution. They did a lot of work to get this thing passed. People, they passed out brochures. They took signatures all over the state, and they got this. What are you laughing about, Jeff? Huh? Come on. Keep going. Are you talking to somebody in there? You had the Sierra Club in there with you or something? Anyway, they worked hard at getting this thing passed. It is a constitutional amendment. Anytime you give anybody that kind of money, it's going to be misspent. I can't say misappropriated because it isn't appropriated in the first place. They do with it whatever they please. They have bought up land all over the state. Once they get land bought, they tell people they can't get on that land. You're a trespasser. Only vehicles that are authorized can go this far, and then you have to turn around and go back. You can't go on their roads. People, they have become little gods in the state of Missouri. Now, they've done some pretty good things. I mean, we have more deer than we've ever had before. We have more multiflora roses than we've ever had before. We've had, and they do some good, I guess. I haven't seen it, but surely out there that many people can do somewhere some good. But now people have been waking up, and they're saying, hey, this is ridiculous. We need to repeal that 1/8% sales tax. So you can't just get Congress to repeal it. I mean, our state legislature cannot repeal that 1/8% sales tax. It has to be done just like it was put into the Constitution. It has to be taken out, which means the people in the state of Missouri are going to have to go around and vote on this thing. Now, there are hearings going on at the present time. Now, I don't mean at this very moment, but last week some hearings were held around over the state, and I say around over the state, it wasn't. It was held in Jefferson City at the state capitol. But only a couple of private property individuals were there. The meeting was literally plastered with environmentalists. The greeny weenies were there, along with a lot of state employees that got paid for being there. I have two people with me today who did not get paid for being there. Russell Wood and Betty Adams, they were there on their own free will and accord. And, of course, they testified before the Senate. Russell, I'll say hello. Good morning. It's good to have you again as a guest on the Common Sense Coalition.
Good to be here.
And Betty Adams from Plato, Missouri, good to have you also as a guest on the Common Sense Coalition.
Good morning.
Okay, now we're going to take a break. And when we return, and by the way, your calls are welcome. Give us a call. Our number is 1-800-973-3779, because what this whole thing is doing, it's pitting the city folks against rural landowners is what it amounts to. And there's a lot more city dudes out there than the rest of country rednecks. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
Is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Are you one of the millions who have trouble waking up every morning? Hit the snooze a few too many times? Need that morning cup of coffee to get you started? Why not put a little spice in your morning with Gano Cafe? Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this great coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb, miraculous king of herbs, It's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. To get your cup of great-tasting coffee, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055.
For over 5,000 years, gold has been the only true money in this world, and Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity.
Ladies and gentlemen, John Stadtmiller here, and yes, I did find the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. With the help of my good friend Robbie Noel, we've started Republic Trading Group, a company dedicated to serving RBN listeners with the best service available.
That's right, John. For the first time, Republic listeners can now buy with confidence. By eliminating the middleman and working with one of the oldest and most respected distributors of numismatic coins in the United States, we can now guarantee that within 24 hours of cleared funds, you will receive a tracking number so you can see exactly when your order arrives. It's that easy. No fuss, no hassle.
For more information, call 1-800-691-7898. 1-800-691-7898.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
And we have returned, visiting today with Russell Wood and Betty Adams, who attended the Senate hearing concerning this Missouri 1/8 cent sales tax for the Missouri Department of Conservation. Let me begin with you, Russell. What was the feeling generally about this hearing?
Well, this is a bill sponsored by Senator John Crawford, and he's up in the northeast corner of the state. He has proposed before that the public be given the opportunity, at least every 10 years, to confirm or deny the continuation of this 1/8 cent sales tax. Now, I think probably the department has realized they're a little vulnerable on this because this has been in effect since 1976. So there have been a lot of years there, you know, they've been collecting this 1/8 cent sales tax, and there is no end to it. It goes on, it's a perpetual tax, never ending. If you ever wondered what eternity is, there you got it. It's goes on and on. And they've been, I think since their 25-year anniversary of this thing, they've been doing a pretty good, strong public relations blitz trying to re-justify their existence and the reason for having this tax. They keep hammering away at the good things they've done and so forth and how they need it. But, you know, they've collected, it's a rate right now, it's up around $90 million per year coming directly to the Department of Conservation. Does not pass through the legislature, goes directly to them, and it gets bigger each year, you know, the more money, inflation or just better economy and everything, adds to their coffers. And so over this period of time, this has amounted to something getting awful close to $2 billion with a B sent to those folks to do with as they please. They're not accountable. They can spend it however they want. And at the beginning of the hearing, Senator Cawthorn spoke first, and And he said that this department has 18 million sitting in the bank in reserve. He said, what school district do you ever hear of that has $18 million on hand extra they don't need? But when this, I think I was listening to you earlier there, and you and I remembered about the same, and we don't remember it exactly the same way as the MDC does. They say that they said all along they intended to buy land and this and that. The way I remember it, they promised they wouldn't buy land, that they would use it to manage the habitat for Bambi. And, you know, we call it the Bambi tax, that it was going to
Let's discuss the Bambi tax after this message. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Do you want to plant a garden that just keeps on giving year after year? Then visit the Ark Institute and find out about their all-natural vegetable seeds. Now, these aren't hybrids. They're not genetically engineered. They're the real thing. And you'll grow the best produce you've ever grown. Not only that, you can save seeds from this year's garden and plant them next year. Now, here's the deal. The Ark Institute is offering Republic listeners free shipping on their complete collection of 40 non-hybrid heirloom seeds, plus their best-selling gardening how-to manual, Build Your Ark. A complete family food security package is just $99, and remember, shipping is free. Oh, you'll have enough for canning and freezing and fresh eating and some seeds for next year. Now, that is food security. Call the Ark Institute, 1-800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912. Or visit arkinstitute.com. Do it today.
At 11:40 p.m. on April 14, 1912, while plowing recklessly through an ice field, the HMS Titanic collided with an iceberg. 2 hours later, she was resting on the bottom. Today, you are in a similar ship, the USS America. She, too, is plowing through history, promoting reckless fiscal and monetary policies amid tides of terrorism that threaten our security. And there is a storm brewing, as if even nature was against us. Like the Titanic, we are on a course with a similar destiny. What are you going to do? Hop aboard a well-provisioned lifeboat with Ready Reserve Foods. Contact Ready Reserve Foods and ask how you can prepare your family with the basic survival needs. Call 1-800-453-2202 for great-tasting dehydrated foods that require no refrigeration and keep preserved for years. Call 1-800-453-2202 and stock your lifeboat.
And we have returned, visiting today with Russell Wood and Betty Adams. We're talking about the Missouri 1/8% sales tax for the Missouri Department of Conservation. If you were listening earlier, Russell told us that the Department of Conservation gets about $90 million per year. They've now gotten over $2 billion since 1976. They have $18 million in the bank in reserve, and they buy up every piece of property they can get their grubby little fingers on. So, going into the commercial break, Russell, you were talking about the Bambi tax.
Well, this this money they get combined with the license hunting fees and federal programs and so forth. Missouri is the third largest spender in the nation when it comes to funding for conservation departments.
Well, who would have more money than Missouri, for goodness?
California and Florida.
Really?
But Missouri surpasses even those in per capita spending, because California has, say, 35 million people, and they spend $370 million a year. They have a lot more real estate there. And that amounts to about $11 per head. Florida, they only have 16 million people, and they spend about $10 per head. Now then, Missouri only has a population of less than 6 million people. We spend $153 million per year to fund this conservation department. Now, that's almost as much as Florida. But the Missouri spends a whopping $27 from every man, woman, and child in the state. Nearly three times what California and Florida spend. And that it continues to grow, and it never ends.
And it will continue to grow, and it won't ever end unless we can get it stopped.
That's exactly right. And that's what, you know, what would be wrong with resubmitting something like that every 10 years and say, do you want to keep paying us or not? And the people can say, and if they do, whoopee.
So what would be wrong about it is all these hardworking men and women out there in little green pickups wouldn't have their little green pickups anymore. That's what would be wrong with it, and they're out there fighting for their livelihood.
Well, they have, in this current issue of the Missouri Conservationist, which is their public relations piece.
Which, by the way, they won't send me.
They won't?
No. Yeah. I've been on the list twice, and it'll run for a month or two, and then that, I never see it again.
Well, I get mine. Maybe I have to bootleg you one. they have about 1,500 employees in the Department of Conservation. 1,500. They have 165 conservation agents in Missouri. Now, I'll bet you thought that if you worked for the Department of Conservation, you'd be a conservation agent. Doesn't work that way. 165 is all the agents that they have.
Now, we're talking about gun-toting game wardens, right?
Well, they call themselves conservation agents.
Yeah, I call them game wardens.
Okay, yeah. Yeah. They say they have one in almost every county, and some have two, and the urban counties may have three agents.
I was going to say, there's just 114 counties in the state.
Well, they have more around the cities than they do out here in the country where the wildlife is.
Where the butterflies are.
Yeah, yeah. But that's—I just thought that was an interesting aspect of this. That all the money, all the people, all the employees, but out there on the ground, actually in uniform, they have 165 people.
Well, that's about 100 more than we need, isn't it?
Well, I'd say 1,400 more than we need.
No, I meant 165 on the ground.
Yeah. The whole thing, it seems like, has changed their approach from game management, from fish and wildlife, to land management. And, you know, it costs some money to own a lot of ground. And the department is the largest landowner in the state of Missouri. Now, when you own that much land, it costs you something to keep it up.
But they don't have to pay taxes on it, so that's no problem.
And they don't have to put fences around it. And a lot of those things they don't have to do, but
now, somebody that's with the conservation department is going to call my hand on that. They're supposed to pay taxes, or they're supposed to pay money in lieu of taxes,
yeah. Yeah.
But they're not in lieu of taxes. Go see what the farmers next to these properties are paying and see what the state's paying.
Yeah, and look at the dollar turned over by the neighbor next door. You know, he creates a little work at the sale barn and at the coffee shop and at the feed store and everywhere else.
And he has to fence their property.
He sure does.
Won't fence it.
Yeah. Well, they are kicking in some money on helping fence. If you'll agree to fence your cattle away from the creek.
Yeah, I don't want to fence my cattle away from the creek. That's why I bought this land, because it had good fresh running water on it.
Well, give them an easement, or let them set up an easement and let them help you manage it, and then when you sell it, you won't have to be worried with selling that creek frontage.
No,
they'll have it tied up.
No, you're not going to be able to sell it to anybody that wants to use it unless he is a butterfly naturalist kind of a person.
Then they might not let him on it. If they have an easement.
Okay, we're going to take another break here. This thing gets better, ladies and gentlemen. You can't believe what took place at that Senate hearing last week. Our number's 1-800-973-3779. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition, and your calls are welcome. Thank you.
Jerry Brownfield Show.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Friends, we all want to live in a country where our individual freedoms and private property rights are not only preserved, but protected. That's the main purpose of the Paragon Foundation, protecting your private property rights while supporting the productive multiple use of public lands. But more than that, Paragon goes to bat for you to keep your freedoms alive. The Paragon Foundation supports individuals and organizations involved in litigation, education, research, and the exchange of ideas related to their mission. But they need your help. So when you see private property rights being violated, call the Paragon Foundation. They'll make sure you have what you need to put out little sparks before they turn into big fires. But when those sparks burst into flames, they'll be there fighting for your private property rights. Support the Paragon Foundation today by calling 1-877-847-3443. That's 1-877-847-3443. Let's go to Yuma, Arizona. Mel, hi. You're on the air, Mel.
Hi, Jerry. How are you?
Good.
A couple of things. First of all, I want to give you an extra plug for your Common Sense Chronicles. Folks, if you're not getting it, you ought to. They put some really, really excellent stuff in that little monthly pamphlet of yours.
Well, thank you.
There you have it. Isn't it time you become a subscriber also? The Common Sense Chronicle is Derry's monthly newsletter that brings important issues to the headlines. Each month, you'll read news not reaching the mainstream, written only the way Derry can say it. Plus, guest writers and monthly features like Thoughts from Beth's Desk and Ignorance Gone to Seed. Just like Mel from Arizona said, if you're not getting it, you want to. So for a free sample, write to Chronicle, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023. To order, just send $24.95, check, cash, or money order to Chronicle, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023.
The U.S. dollar has now lost over 40% of its buying power since 2001, and that's under a strong dollar policy from our White House. Can you imagine what the next 4 years could hold in store for our debt-burdened dollar? Well, Swiss America and I can. Hold on to your wallet for a surge in the cost of living that's coming. With rising inflation, it's no wonder gold is making new highs. Remember, a declining dollar can also drive stocks, bonds, and real estate down. So do something about it. Call 1-800-289-2646. That's 1-800-BUYCOIN. And get the cold, hard facts about protecting your money with gold. Swiss America has the very best educational tools to help you restore the standard in your portfolio. Before the cost of living gets completely out of control, call 1-800-289-2646, 1-800-BUYCOIN, and visit SwissAmerica.com.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. And here's the star of the show and the man who says he actually enjoys arguing with idiots. It tends to free him from the constraints of having to support his arguments. Derry Brownfield!
And we have returned. Now, Betty, I haven't forgotten you. I want to hold you for just another moment or two. Russell, give us your description of what happened at the Senate hearing concerning this 1/8% sales tax for the Missouri Conservation Department.
Okay. I spoke in favor of letting the people vote on this and talked about some of the issues about their money, excessive money. There were some speakers there from northern Missouri where they have the big deer that cause an awful lot of wrecks. They have more of a more serious problem with deer than we do down here in the south. Our deer are smaller, I guess. But anyway, there were various stories told about the one story that a person told about their family member getting killed in a collision with deer. And then someone from the other side said that there was as much chance of getting killed by lightning as it was by getting killed by a deer in the presence of that person that had lost a family member. Thought that was rather...
I'd say I don't believe that at all.
Rather tactless.
First of all, deer are the number one killer in the United States as far as animals are concerned.
Mm-hmm. Oh, they're just...
And that's all over the country.
Sure, sure. Well, that's what they said.
How many people get lightning struck?
Not that many.
No.
That's what they said.
But these people don't always stick to the truth.
That room was just packed with state employees. That always rankles me to see those guys on the state payroll sitting there justifying their own existence. And the rest of us scrambling around. I was having quite a time with breathing that day, and I didn't sit in there too much after I finished. I went outside, and Betty was in the room and heard the rest there.
Okay, well, let's go to Betty. Hi, Betty. You're on the air.
Hi.
Now, you told me some interesting things this morning. What did you see happen there?
After Russell left, well, during the testimony, I could not believe that this mother had lost her daughter, and then a young man lost his wife of only 2 years, and he had brought pictures and a scrapbook, and tears came to his eyes. I mean, when he was talking that it was going to be his anniversary, and he was a widow, and these people were really touched, and that there was death caused all the time by these deers, and there was more than those two people. And then when that man, we believe from the Conservation Federation of Missouri, stood up, and it was his turn to testify, he said, you know, these deaths, they're just supposed to happen. I mean, lightning will kill more than these
who
deer.
Who was
we
that? Do you know who...
So insensitive, like Richard, like Russell said.
Do you know who that was?
I'm not sure of his name. We have a Howard Fisher, but I'm not sure that that's it.
Okay, I don't know
who. But, I mean, I'm sure it should be in the record.
Oh, I'm sure it would be. We could find out.
But it was so insensitive with these people that had lost loved ones. And there was horse riders there that were testifying they could not access the forest anymore with their horses to horseback ride. And then when the opponents were done testifying, of course, the proponents, you know, the people that were against this started talking, and one of them was the director of public relations from the Bass Pro Shop.
Bass Pro Shop?
Yes.
Okay, what did he have to say?
He started his talk unlike...
You know, you would... Excuse me for interrupting, but you would think Bass Pro would be on the side of the farmer. That's where they... You know, they can't sell his stuff if they don't have a place to hunt.
Right. And he had his little emblem on his shirt that said Bass Pro. And he started his talk like unlike anybody else in the whole room. He went up there and he pounded his fist on the desk. Both fists. And I don't know if it was to get everybody's attention or what. And then the first thing he said was, I do not believe that there is people against this. I cannot believe that you are even having a hearing about this. And, boy, you could see his veins popping out of his neck. He was upset that we were even having a hearing and that the public should have a right to vote on this issue. He said the public should not have a right to vote on this issue. It's already been passed. It's dead. Let's keep it. And
you know, the public would have a right to buy fishing lures someplace else, too.
Exactly.
Go ahead.
And he did state that if it did ever come to a vote of the people, that he would use his position at Bass Pro Shop to instigate a mass media coverage of how good the conservation department's done and why they need all this money, and that they would put it in their magazines, they would put it in their literature they hand out at their stores, on the radio. They would fight it tooth and nail. And, but he just does not believe that the public has a right to vote on this.
Didn't you say also that when this thing was over with?
Oh, yes. There was another man. They found out that they were going to run out of time, and there were still more people that wanted to testify. And so they just said, okay, we'll do this meeting again next week. And that was the end. They didn't say how they were going to run it or who was going to testify or what, but this one man assumed that maybe it was going to be like today's meeting, you know, the meeting that we were at.
You're right.
And so he went up to the senators approximately 2 feet from their face. they were sitting in a round half-moon circle, and that's where their chairs are. He went all the way up to their face, put his hand out, pointed his finger, and he screamed. He said, "And I do not expect these people that are for this tax to be back here because they've already had their turn to testify, and only the people that are against this, that are against this proposition that you're trying to pass should be back next week to testify." And he said, and he was screaming this with his finger pointed at the senators.
You know, you'd think that they would have kind of messed in their own nest by acting like that, wouldn't you? Don't those senators have a little more finesse than that?
Senator Caulfield was taken back. I mean, it was just unbelievable, the rudeness of this man, that he just assumed how the meeting was going to be run. It was never stated, and he just pointed his finger in their face, looked at all of them, and said, "And we don't expect these other people to be back here."
See, this is the attitude of your bureaucracy. Mm-hmm. You know, it doesn't make any difference whether it's state, federal, county, or whatever. You give them a little authority, and this is the way they're going to act. Now, I don't know who this was or who he was with, but he's just picking up, strictly acting like your agents out there do.
Oh, yeah.
I probably have told this story, but I know he's kind of a friend of mine that he's the agent up in Cooper County. And we were horseback one day on our own property, and he's out on a county road, and he stopped, and we visited quite a while. And I don't know, we sat there and talked probably 30 minutes or longer, and it was a Sunday afternoon. He says, "Well, I've got to get going and see if I can't ruin somebody else's weekend." Now, this is the attitude that these people take.
Betty, did you go back up this week?
No, I didn't. Debo McKinney was with us. He owns a hardware store down here in Houston, Missouri, and he's been fighting the conservation department with their otters. He can't fish on the Piney anymore because there is no fish. And he testified also up there. And he invited the senators to come down and see the damage the conservation department's done to the fishing on the Rubidoux and the Piney down here, so that they could see for themselves.
You know, they don't have to drive the 17 miles to see the damage the Conservation Commission has done, or the department has done, to the Marion River bottoms. I mean, it's just upstream from them 17 miles.
Mm-hmm.
You have to see it to believe how they can just literally ruin land like that. I mean, you know, it was the most beautiful land in the literally in the world as far as growing corn, soybeans, and alfalfa hay was concerned. Today, you can't. I used to say you couldn't ride a horse through it. You can't walk through it today.
Yeah.
They have a lot of biologists, specialists, like they said, the 1,500 employees that are with them. And of all those 1,500 employees, they've admitted that none of them knew how many times otters proliferate every year and how many babies they have.
You know, I asked a question one day. I don't know. I don't deer hunt, and I see very few dead deer that haven't already been field dressed. And we were talking. I said, "Does a deer have an udder like a goat, or does it have an udder like a cow?" And I asked deer hunters, and they didn't know. So I called the deer biologist at the conservation department, and I asked. I said, "Does a deer have four teats or two?" And he didn't know.
Yeah, that's just how many babies does an otter have? Had they known? And here our money's going to these people, you know, and if they were accountable to anybody, they wouldn't buy so many cell phones. They wouldn't be auctioning their trucks every 2 years. They just take care of their money a little more safer, just like we do.
Let's take a break. We'll be right back, and we'll go to the telephone. Stay tuned.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean real hard-to-find, all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorant, or antibacterials? Probably never, right? For the past 50 years, the Calbend Soap Company has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbend Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. It's great news because Calbend Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yes, yesterday's values today. For good old-fashioned pure soap, call Cal Bend at 1-800-340-7091.
Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Cal Bend pure soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or on the web at calbendpuresoap.com.
Try pure soap once, and I guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Looking for a quality shortwave radio without spending hundreds of dollars? The Sanjin 505P shortwave radio is the answer. Featuring continuous tuning for all shortwave frequencies utilizing direct keypad tuning. Dual conversion improves shortwave image for better shortwave reception. Single sideband allows for reception of upper and lower sideband signals. Other features include 45 station memory, auto preset system, auto memory scan, tone controls, dual time display, and adjustable sleep timers. Included accessories, the ANT60 portable shortwave antenna, AC adapter, stereo earbuds, and a soft-sided carrying case. Also, a one-year full factory warranty on parts and labor. All this for only $139. Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Call today.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
Let's go to the telephones. I'm going to take Joe first because Joe doesn't agree with me sometimes. Or is it all the time, Joe?
Well, that's a good question. I disagree with you this time.
Okay, what's the problem?
Okay, I don't know if he was the guest or just a previous caller, was quoting figures on the amount that each person pays.
Right.
Okay.
Have you paid your $27?
Well, no, I haven't, because the year isn't up yet. But it's not $27. It's $16.39 per person.
$16.39. Okay. Let me, while we have Russell here, where did you get your $27, Russell?
From the auditor's office and the Census Bureau.
Where did you get your six?
My number is over a year old. So I imagine it's more than that at this point.
Where did you get your $16.39, Joel?
The auditing department and the Bureau of Census.
Really?
Now, in 2004, it was quoted that they paid $93,489,000 to the Conservation Department for the 1/8 of one.
But we're talking about the total amount.
Okay, and the year 2003, the census in Missouri was $5,705,000.
Mm-hmm.
So if you divide that into the $93 million, you don't get $27. You get $16.
No, no. Where do you get the $93 million? It's $153 million per year.
Now, the
figures
are wrong.
You know what I believe the difference might be?
Huh?
Yeah, Betty, what do you think the difference is?
Is they're only taking into consideration the tax, not the hunting fees and the license
right.
All that stuff. Maybe they
what
don't.
I said was the amount of the conservation tax, the federal money, and the fees amounted to $153 million per year spent on the conservation department in the state of Missouri. That's about $27 per head.
So did Joe take into effect the hunting licenses and the fees and things like that?
I didn't say it was just from sales tax. I said it was the total spent.
Right.
Next.
Okay, hey, either way, it's a heck of a lot of money, and they blow it. And, Joel, I appreciate your call. Keep listening. Let's take a... No, let's go to telephones. Regina in Pennsylvania. Hi, you're on the air, Regina.
Hi, Jerry. I just want to, you know, kind of reinforce that what they're saying there. I think you guys maybe, I'm not sure, maybe a little bit ahead of us. We're seeing things like environmental learning centers are putting in invasive, learn how to look for invasive plants. But in Pennsylvania, comprehensive plans are the big... thing right now, and I've been going through ours. I, you know, ask for people's prayers because what I'm finding here is just what I'm hearing from these people. There are committees that are set up that basically have the ear of our county elected commissioners, and so they are the ones that funnel in. They're highly tied to watershed tourism, rails to trails. They know how to get grant money already. So, you know, the mantra is from our planning commissioner.
Hey, hold on. Stay with me through the commercial break. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Derry Brownfield here to tell you why the Aeronizer is the most advanced air purifier available. What the Aeronizer does, it puts out higher forms of energized oxygen into the air, which oxidizes pollutants. It actually destroys airborne particles and removes them from the air that you breathe. The Aeronizer destroys viruses, bacteria, molds, and pollens. I mean, it kills them dead, making your indoor environment healthier and safer. The Aeronizer literally reaches into carpets, furniture, drapes, clothing, and porous materials to remove cooking, pet, and smoke odors. The Aeronizer is a safe, effective, and affordable solution to unleashing the natural purifying power of oxygen to not filter, but actually purify the air. To get the Aeronizer, call toll-free 1-877-605-9200. That's 1-877-605-9200. Or go online at www.aranair.us.
Attention small business owners. Need money to expand your business, purchase equipment, or pay down debt, but don't want to take out an expensive loan? Then listen closely, because you may qualify for an unsecured cash advance for up to $150,000 based on your monthly Visa and MasterCard sales volume. For a free consultation, call First Funds now at 1-800-266-1359. You can get fast approval for immediate funding, up to $150,000 without borrowing. This is not a loan and you are not personally liable. It's a cash advance based on your Visa and MasterCard sales. There are no upfront costs, no hidden fees, and no hassles. Use your cash advance for advertising, adding or upgrading equipment, increasing inventory, or paying down debt. Help improve your business now. Don't delay. Get the cash advance your business needs today. There is no cost or obligation for applying, so call First Funds now at 1-800-266-1359. Make your future cash work for you today. Call 1-800-266-1359. 1-800-266-1359.
Turned. Are you still with me, Regina?
Yes, I am.
Okay, let's go very quickly because I want to get to at least one more caller before the end of the
hour. Okay, I want to say that listening to all this, one of the things that we're being told over and over again by the county planner head is that there's no regulatory power in this comprehensive plan. This is only to get grants for the community because we're all poor, you know, we all lost our jobs or people have lost their jobs. But in this, their stakeholders are social services, historic preservation, government economic development and education, and they also have ways of the county using our tax dollars to force or encourage, they say, this is voluntary, to change their zoning laws, and basically it will be to be in compliance to the county comprehensive plan's goals since we'll be getting money from the federal or state government. So, we're on the edge of this right now, and I just encourage people in Pennsylvania to look at all their county comprehensive plans and be really aware to show up at these meetings because these people have, they really have the head on us. They're moving quick, and they're right there. They're getting the power. Thank you very much.
Hey, and you know, it's interesting to say, you said they know how to get this grant money. Where's this grant money come from? Hey, Social Security is supposedly broke, but we got money to go out and buy all these greeny things with. Hey, thanks for the call. Let's go to John in New York. Hi, John, you're up next.
Hello?
Yes, John. Go ahead.
I love the Derry Brown show. This beautiful show. It's great.
Thank you.
And my father used to have a farm in South Texas, and by taxes and because of the economy and stuff, he went broke. And you know something? That farmers of America made America. Because if you remember, before they had the Super Walmarts, before they had the PNCs, the Winn-Dixie warehouses, and all these things, they had farmers. They had milk. They had vegetables, produce, watermelons, you name it. And because of these farmers, we were fed, and distribution was shipped all over the United States. We should give thanks to our higher power, our Heavenly Father, that farmers are here to supply the needs of every and each individual, especially cities, small town, villages, you name it. So I am so grateful that you got a show like this, because this show here, we're standing up for the farmers of America. God has anointed the farmers of America to pass out food, to do whatever they have to do for this country, and God bless you.
Okay, appreciate the call. At the same time, we find out that the multinational corporations are putting the farmers of America out of business, and we're getting almost one half of the food that we consume in the United States from offshore or from another country. Let's wind this up. Let me ask Russell or Betty, either one, just feels free to speak up. What's going to happen? Are we going to have more hearings, or what's the deal, Russell?
This is being handled through the Ag Committee of the Senate. That committee is headed up by Senator Dan Clemens. He's the chairman of the committee. It's being sponsored by Senator John Cawthorn. The bill is Joint Senate Bill 3. And we need to let these senators know, whoever your senator is in your area in Missouri, give him a call and say, tell him what you'd like to see done on this. There's nothing unfair about allowing the people to vote every 10 years on continuation of a tax.
Let Betty come in here. We're going to run out of time.
One of the big questions, I believe it was Senator Graham. I'm not sure. His big question was, okay, if we can do this and bring it to a vote of the people, then how would the Conservation Department survive?
Mm-hmm.
And so maybe possibly some of the remarks you could give to the senators would be to that. And my answer, and they didn't like it, was to sell some land. If they sold some of their private holding land, they could survive.
See, I've always said the same thing about the federal debt. All we'd have to do would be sell the federal land, and we could pay off our government debt. But we're out of time, people. Thanks for everything, and now may the good Lord bless and keep you while the near far away. May the goods you wish for others shine on you today. May your heart stay tuned to music that'll cheer the hearts of men. May the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet again.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Trails to you, keep smiling until then.
Who cares about the clouds if we're together?
Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather.
Happy trails to you, till we meet again. Happy trails.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means...
Which means they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.